神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
亲爱的金奴牧师，我写这封信给你，因为我的心里面觉得很低潮，觉得很挫败，不晓得为什么我有这个问题。我明明很爱自己的丈夫，我很在意我自己的儿女，可是每一次对他们说话的时候，所表达出来的就是他们不对，责备他们，批评他们，然后弄得家里面大家都不高兴。为什么我会这样子呢？你有没有办法帮助我，让我改变我的说话，让我改变我对我先生跟儿女的关系呢？
Dear listener, the problem you are speaking about is one that is a hurt to many families, as well as at the job and in the community.
亲爱的听众，您的来信告诉我这个问题，这个问题啊，不但是一个伤害家庭，也是在工作里面或者是社区里面会引起困扰的一种情况。
You might ask, what is a critical spirit?
或许你会问一个问题，到底这种啊批评的态度是怎么回事呢？
It's an attitude that's very negative.
批评的人，好批评的人，是一种很消极的态度的人。
With unreasonable harshness in the judging.
他们没有理由的，很严厉的来批判。
They criticize by finding fault.
他们找一些错误来讲。
They complain over small things.
对小事情呢，吹毛求疵。
They look for little faults in everyone.
所以呢，对每一个人总是要找一些错误出来。
Actually, criticism has two different meanings.
所谓的好批评有两种意思。
I have given you the first one.
刚才我给了你第一个。
But the second one is what we would call constructive criticism.
第二种呢，称为建设性的批评。
This is where a person speaks fairly.
那这样子的批评呢，讲得非常的公正。
And they evaluate and analyze fairly before they use judging or commenting.
啊，这种建设性的批评呢，在他们还没有批判以前呢，他们会做一些分析，还有评估，然后才来讲。
Actually,This type of criticism is good for us.
那这种建设性的批评对我们有好处。
We are not always right.
我们不会总是对的。
And it's a good friend that can tell us in a nice way.
如果我们的好朋友好好的告诉我们，对我们是有好处的。
So therefore, we cannot say that all criticism is bad.
所以这种批评呢，这种建议呢，不是都是不好的。
But we know the one that focuses on the faults and the little faults of people and judging harshly is not good.
但是另外那一种专门找人的错误，然后呢来斥责人，这种很严厉的态度的，这是不对的。
Actually, we know that anyone with a critical spirit focuses on the faults of others and seem to have an attitude of feeling that they are better.Than the others.
这种常常喜欢找人的毛病，然后拿来斥责来讲人的这样的人呢，通常他们有一种态度，就是我比你好。
And actually, they feel good making others feel bad.
当他们把人家 批评下来，斥责他们的时候呢，他自己会觉得很好。
This kind of attitude and spirit, is opposite of those who really care about others.
那这种态度，这种心态呢，跟那一些关心的人刚好有相反的态度。
Critical people do not really care about the feelings of others.
一个带着批评的心态的人呢，他绝对不会关心到别人。
For a few minutes, let's look at the difference between the critical spirit and the caring spirit.
那我们要来谈一谈，到底这个批评跟关怀有什么样的不同。
Now listen carefully.
我们仔细的听。
And be very honest with yourself.
然后你自己对自己诚实
and see whether you are a critical person or a caring person.
然后看看你是属于一个批评的人呢，或者是属于一个关心的人。
A critical person condemns the person as well as the action.
那么一个批评性的人呢，他对于人的指责过于人的行为。
Where a caring person may condemn the action, but not the person.
一个关心人的人，他可能会指出对方的行为的错误，但是不是针对人。
Suppose your child knocks over a glass of milk.
比如说你的孩子把一杯牛奶打翻了。
And immediately you want to say to them, listen, you know it's not good. This is not good. You must learn not to do this.
然后你就跟孩子说，这样子不对哦，你一定要学习，不要把牛奶打翻。
Now, that is a caring person.
那这是一种关心的态度。
But a critical person will say, why you stupid child, why it seems like you can't do anything right.
批评的态度就是说，你这个笨孩子，什么都做不好。
So you see, they are criticizing the person and not the act that the person has done.
你就看到他所批评的是这个人，而不是他的行为。
This is one of the very hallmarks of a critical person.
这个是非常强烈的这种批评的态度。
Now, a critical person focuses on the faults of others.
那么一个批评的好批评的人呢，总是针对别人的错误来讲。
But a caring person focuses on themselves. Were they at fault?
那一个关怀人的人呢，他们会比较针对自己来反省自己。
They're not trying to pick the faults of others, but they want to make sure that it was not they that also was at fault.
他们不会去找人的毛病，而是会想到是不是我自己应该负责任呢？
A critical personridicules, make fun, and humiliates others.
那这些好批评的人呢，很喜欢藐视人或取笑人。
One may say of their neighbor, oh, they're always that way. They have no good bringing up.
比如说呢，看到隔壁怎么样，那个邻居，他有什么好的，就是这样子。
A caring person will not do this.
关心的人不会这样子想。
A critical personmakes judgments on appearances.
一个好批评的人从外表来判断人。
How many times I have been wrong when I have done this?
那我自己本身曾经犯了这个错误。
You see something and immediately you judge it by what you have seen.
看一件事情的外表，马上就去做一个评断。
But what you have seen may not be the whole facts.
但是有时候你看到的外表的情况并不是真正的事实。
And many times you have condemned people, those who are judgmental will condemn people without really knowing what really happened.
好批评的人看到外面的行为，马上就去评断对方的一些情况。
But a caring person,they make judgments based on the facts.
一个关心人的人，他会先去做一个事实上面的了解，在事实上做评断。
You might hear a critical person say, listen to that, they're so careless, they never do anything right.
好批评的人会说呢，他就是很不小心，他做事情绝做不好的。
But the fact is, this person may not be well.
但是或许这个人他本身身体不好。
And some things are very difficult for them to do.
或许对他来讲呢，很难去做这个事情。
That's the facts.
这个是事实。
Now, a critical person They believe the worst without first hearing what it's about.
那么一个好批评的人呢，在他们还没有听完整个事情的经过的时候呢，他们就挑到那个最不好的来讲。
Immediately when they see it, they think the worst of the person.
他们看到或听到的时候呢，马上就想到最不好的。
But a caring person,
一个关心人的人，
they think the best in them.
他们想到的是比较好的，最好的那一部分。
They wait to hear what the person is being accused of.
一个关心人的人，他们会等着对方的分辨分数。
A critical person tears others down without trying to understand the need of the person.
一个好批评的人呢，他们在还没有了解对方的需要问题的时候，就想把对方压制下去。
A caring person builds people up.
而关心的人想把对方提起来。
There are some critical people who will confront others publicly, not caring how much it belittles or hurts the other person.
一个好批评的人呢，会在大众的面前直接就批评对方，而不管他们怎么样被伤害。
Sometimes I have been embarrassed sitting at a table when a wife will begin to criticize her husband right in front of everyone.
有一次，我跟一些人坐在桌子旁边的时候，面对着一个太太，直接的当面指着她的先生，我觉得很尴尬。
A caring person would confront in private.
一个关心人的人，他会私下来批评，来面对人。
A critical person cannot take anyone criticizing them.
好批评的人没有办法接受别人对他们的批评。
A caring person is willing to take advice.
那一个关心的人呢，他愿意接受别人的劝告。
A critical person lacks mercy toward others.
一个好批评的人对别人是没有恩慈的。
A caring person responds with mercy.Toward others.
一个关心人的人面对对别人的问题的时候呢，他表露出他们的这种慈爱。
Let us look at the reasons why people are critical.
我们也来看看为什么人会有这种好批评的态度。
The most common cause is that they lived in a home where criticism abounded.
一个好批评的人的最大的原因可能是他出自一个批评的家庭。
Parents model that spirit to their children.
父母亲把这种态度、这种心态呢，传给了自己的孩子。
Because you see, more is caught than taught.
因为孩子们呢，对父母亲呢，观察的过于他们所听到的。
Living in a home like that provokes the children to anger and also wounds the spirit of a child.
那这样的孩子在一个家庭里面长大，那个环境是充满着愤怒。或者是伤害的。
Critical words are a disaster to the spirit and brings lasting damage to the emotions and personality.
好批评的人呢，他们所说的一些话呢，对于心灵是一个很大的，好像灾祸，一个心灵很大的伤害，它带来很长久的情绪跟个人的这种伤害。
Because of criticism, children can live with messages that wounds their self-worth, using criticism as a means of self-defense.
那么一个孩子在这种被批评的环境里面长大的时候，他们的自我价值，就是自尊呢，会被伤害，然后呢，他们也会用自己那种自我保护的这种心态。
Painful messages play over and over, causing hurt people and to hurt people.
他们这种被伤害的里面很痛的这些在刻在里面的这些东西呢，会一次再一次的，好像在播送一样，然后萦绕不去。最后呢，他们自己受伤害，也会变成一个伤害人的人。
Remember this always, hurting people.Hurt people.
记得被伤害的人就会去伤害人。
Here are some ways that we can hurt them.
那有一些方，有一些伤害的方法出来。
But our harshness and the way we things say, they say things so hard.
比如说讲话讲得非常的严厉。
It makes a child feel that they're not worth even considering.
这样子呢，对孩子觉得好像他很没有价值感。
By maybe things that we say that we're unconcerned about them.
还是说讲话时候呢，不表示出你的关心。
Which then makes them feel that they have no value.
孩子会觉得说他们很没有用。
When we reject them on every hand.
有时候我们会有一种啊弃绝或否认的态度。
It makes them feel that they are not acceptable.
孩子们会觉得他们不被接纳。
When we belittle them, insult them, and mock them, it makes them feel that they deserve to be put down.
我们有时候会骂他们，会来啊、用讲话来贬他们，那么这个让我们感觉好像他们是很低级的。
Actually, a critical spirit becomes a defense mechanism.Which children use as they get older and also when they become adults.
那这些孩子在这种批评的环境长大之后呢，他们这种接受批评的伤害的心灵变成在他们长大之后成为变成一种啊批评的一种保护。
Another reason is that criticism becomes a smokescreen to hide your own selfish sins.
另外一个好批评的原因就是好像这种批评呢好像一个烟幕掩盖自己的罪恶感。
Secretly, a critical person believes that they are better than others.
一个好批评的人呢他们自己暗暗的会觉得说自己比别人家好。
They really want to make judgments without even regarding the facts.
所以他们的批评呢不会根据事实的。
They use this criticism to obtain revenge for a personal offense.
他们用这种批评来做一种对人的一种报复。
Because they did these things to me, then we begin to criticize them so they look bad.
因为对方曾经对我怎么样，所以呢，我就开始找事情来批评他们，让他们啊被觉得不好。
Sometimes people will say a joke.With the intent of hurting a person and then say, oh, I'm just joking.
有时候有的人呢他用一个笑话来笑话别人然后说呢我只是开玩笑。
Criticism hides the envy that they have for the success of others.
好批评的人有时候心里面隐藏着对别人的成功的一种嫉妒。
They like to shift personal blame on others.
他们很喜欢呢把这种就是把事情呢怪罪在别人的身上。
Sometimes a critical person covers their own personal discontent with their life.
当一个人好批评的时候，有时候是心里面的一种对生命的不满意。
This is their way of rebelling against and resisting authority.
有时候这种好批评呢，就是一种对于权威，就是上面的一种反抗。或者是拒绝。
And deep inside, they want to elevate themselves so that they can put others down.
有时候好批评呢是把自己抬高然后呢把
We now know criticism comes from the heart.
现在我们知道批评是一种心态从心来的。
But it comes out through the tongue.
却从你的嘴巴你的、讲话说出来。
The Bible clearly shows what the tongue is like.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们舌头的说话像什么别人贬下去。
Now the word of God talks about the tongue.
圣经神的话告诉我们关于讲话的事情。
Now we know that the tongue is a physical member.
我们知道这个讲话的舌头是我们身体里面很小的一个部分。
But the Bible tells us that what is in your heart, what is inside of you, the attitudes will come out your mouth.
圣经也告诉我们你的心怎么样讲出话来就怎么样。
In the book of James in the New Testament, James the third chapter, verses 1 through 12 gives you a wonderful description of the tongue.
新约圣经雅各书第三章，圣经新约雅各书第三章第一到十二节告诉我们啊，很详细的告诉我们关于舌头讲话的事情。
Now the Bible acknowledges that the tongue is just a little member of the body.
圣经告诉我们舌头是我们白体里面最小的。
But it talks about how powerful this tongue is.
可是呢却是影响很大的。
Now not the physical tongue itself.
那讲的不是这个、 身体的肢体的这个舌头本身。
But what comes out of our heart through with our tongue?
而是呢我们心里面从舌头讲话表露出来的这个部分
It tells us in there that it's so powerful It's like the bit that you put in a horse's mouth That can turn the horse any way
他讲到这个舌头的影响力大到像这个脚环放在马嘴里的脚环呢那么他在调配着这个马的这个方向
It's just a small piece of steel But it can turn this very strong heavy horse Any way you want him to go
脚环是一个小小的金属的东西它就可以转动让这个调动这个马让它顺服
It says that the tongue is so forceful That it's like the rudder that steers a large ship
那这个舌头讲话呢就像一个小小的舵却可以掌握船的这种方向
Ships are large and powerful But they turn by a little rudder That turns them which the way they want it to go
船只很大可是呢这个舵呢小小的却可以来掌握这个大船的一个方向
He said that the tongue is so dangerous It's dangerous like a little spark That flies into a forest that is very dry
舌头不但力量大而且呢讲话呢是很危险的就像那种大树里面的一点小火可以把一切烧起来
And that it is like a fire that burns and can just devastate and burn the whole body
所以舌头也像火一样可以把整个身体这种就是整个点燃起来
The tongue can have a corruptible force of evil sent from hell.
舌头可以成为我们这种私欲人的私欲的一个着火点，然后呢，就让它整个转动。
The lying tongue that can cause the death of another.
讲不对的话可以造成别人的灭亡死亡。
It says the tongue is like a restful.Evil filled with poison.
这个讲话呢，有时候会充满着毒性。
How many homes it has broken?
很多家庭因为讲话破碎了。
How many hearts have been torn apart?
很多人的心因为讲话然后伤害了。
Even how many countries have been destroyed?
多少国家因为讲话的问题而被
By the evil poison that comes from the tongue.
只是因为我们这种带着毒性、带着摧毁性的这个讲话的这种舌头。
It reveals what's in your heart.
一个人讲出什么话代表他心里怎么样的一个心态。
The evil and the impurities in your heart.
我们的心里面的一些污秽、肮脏或者是呢邪恶呢都会从我们的舌头表露出来
Remember, as you criticize my friend You are merely showing the evil of your heart
如果你是一个很喜欢批评的人那么你就无形中在表达你的心里面的一些邪恶的一些里面的心意
The tongue can both bless and curse
讲话的舌头可以来鼓励赞美人同时也可以来咒诅人
Sly like a snake
有时候像蛇一样的狡猾
In front of the person can bless them
在人的面前呢我们可以赞美一个人
Behind the person will curse them
在他之后呢用讲话来咒诅他们
Now you might say what can be done?About a critical spirit.
那或许你就要说，那这样怎么办呢？面对一个批评的态度怎么办呢？
Let me say it this way.
那我这样。
When you have a bad pain, you go to a doctor to find out the problem.
当你有身体有疼痛的时候，你会找一个医生来找出你的问题。
He may tell you the problem is cancer.
他或许告诉你说呢，你的问题是患了癌症。
You do not thank him and say,Now I know what the problem is, so I don't. It doesn't matter.
你绝对不会说好，那我知道我的问题了，这样就够了。
No, my friend, you come up with another question.
你一定会问另外一个问题。
What can you do to help me?
那你能够怎么样帮助我呢
？He may reply to you that an operation is needed.
或许他跟你说你需要开一个刀。
And that he has found a new medicine that can cure.
而且呢，有一种新的药可以帮助你。
Immediately, you want that help.
这个时候，你一定很希望医生马上帮你做诊疗。
You see, most emotional problems have their root in the sinful nature.
每一种情绪的问题都有它根本的一种啊罪的问题。
You see, you may face a situation like someone making fun of you.
或许呢，你面对一个情况，有人取笑你
，it hurts you，
伤害了你。
Then you build an attitude against them，
然后你就开始里面有一种要抵抗对方的一种心态。
And with that attitude, you give them a reaction, and many times it's a critical reaction。
那你就用一种责备性的或者是批判性的来对面对对方。
Because you see bitterness and anger and hatred.Is in your heart.
因为你的心里面有恼怒，有苦毒。
And so the consequence of this action against this person is the heart problem.
所以当你显示出那种对对方的批评这种态度的时候，表示你里面有这些问题。
And it becomes a sin within us.
那这在里面呢，就是我们的罪的问题了。
A disobedience to God's righteousness.
也是对于上帝的公义不顺服了。
But you see, the God of love sent Jesus to help us with each of our problems.
可是神是爱我们的，他就差遣他的儿子耶稣要来解决我们这些里面的问题。
He wants to build into us godly character.
他要我们成为一个很正确、虔诚的一种啊品德。
Maybe now you see your problem.
现在你知道你的问题在哪里。
But let me take you to Jesus where he said, if we confess our problems and sins, he will forgive us and cleanse us.
我要把你带到主耶稣的面前，因为他答应我们，如果我们诚实地承认我们的罪，他要赦免我们，而且要洁净我们。
And then we believe that he does because he said he would.
你相信他所说的话。
Now we begin a new life with him.
你就要在主耶稣里面呢，有一个新的开始的生命。
And he will lead you in the path of righteousness.
他要带你走义的路，走对的路。
And as we put him first, he will help us over this critical problem in our life.
让主耶稣在你的面前，在你的前面带头，带你走，然后他会带你走离开那种批评的那种心态。
Because in Jesus, we will begin to love, not criticize.
有了耶稣，你就开始有爱，不是批评。
We will start being a caring person and looking to do good instead of evil.
你开始会成为一个关心人的人，看着别人的需要，不是看着别人的不好。
He will lead us through the Bible.
上帝，主耶稣要用圣经来带领你。
Maybe a program like this.
或是借着这些广播福音的广播来带领你
But in some way he will help you through this problem
他一定会帮助你来解决你的问题
We will find our real self-worth in him
然后你会发现在主耶稣里面你有真正的价值
The fact that the God of creation loves us we're worth something
创造世界创造生命的神他很爱你你是很有价值的
Turn your life and your problems to Jesus.
把你的生命，把你的问题全部交给主耶稣。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林。真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。